Blog Talk Radio.
Collectively Rewilding is an online forum for learning, sharing, and teaching the skills needed to enhance our experience in the natural world. We're looking for the best mentors, guides, and instructors who can teach a variety of natural skill sets. If you've got something to share, we have the platform to help you make a difference for free. If you are more interested in learning and expanding your abilities in nature, please join us as a member to explore the world of rewilding. Join us at www.collectivelyrewilding.com today.
I'm Diana from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Russ and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our show. See you then.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Cross. Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something duckers who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireita. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. right, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have Chemo joining us here. And this is a great place to not have to listen to the state of the sewage tonight. So I'll go ahead and bring Chemo on. If you want to be a part of the show, the number is 319-527-6208. Just press lucky number 1 on your phone. And let's go ahead and bring in Mr. Jennings.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, sir. It's been a while, but welcome in.
Yeah, I know. I've said I was busy last week, and right now I'm literally currently waiting for the fake president in chief to start speaking and babbling anyway, so.
Yeah, my interest level in that is like an introductory credit card rate, 0% interest for the next 5 years.
I want to know what he has to say so we can fact check his bullshit.
Yeah, he wants to blame Trump for the border. And then he wants to blame companies for shrinkflation.
Well, we basically know that, but I just want to hear what the puppet, you know, is actually going to teleprompter out of his mouth.
I want to know how he can blame companies for the inflation.
Well, because they didn't stop him from signing the executive orders that happened. I mean, you know, the companies had all the control in the world on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hints or sarcasm here. And see, the funny thing is the presidential motorcade showed up there at like 15 minutes ago. So he's probably going to start speaking probably in about 20 minutes after he can finally, you know, get to those 100 steps going into the building.
Well, yeah, they had to make a detour because the pro-Hamas people were protesting and they couldn't get around it.
Yeah, it's always funny when, you know, they have to bypass them, you know, on the motorcade.
But I'm trying to understand here how realistically, if you have Venezuelan gang members that are running the streets of New York City, and they've been here since, say, 2021, 2022. They've been here since the last 3 years. You're going to blame Trump for that somehow.
I'm trying to
understand, if the illegals get here while you're the president and they physically cross the border while you were president, how do you blame the previous dude?
Yeah, that one's a mind stumper to me, too, always. It's just, you know, the corpse in chief just arrived.
Hmm. So that's like, well, we didn't hear Trump blame Abraham Lincoln for anything.
Yeah,
I don't remember Ronald Reagan ever complaining about something Lyndon Johnson did and just mention him by name. I don't remember that.
Obama complained about Abraham Lincoln freeing the slaves. How about that one?
Well, Obama used to blame George Bush for everything. I remember that.
Oh, always. You know, that's the typical playbook from the Democratic Party. It's like, even though we had 4 years of low taxes, you know, low food costs, low gas, you know, low energy, you know, it's, you know, our fault that they came in, that the Democrats came in and ruined everything.
Yeah. But the sad thing is you get the, see, I'm noticing a little something, that you see the black people in Chicago, you see the black people in Harlem, they had enough. They're going Trump. You know who is not going Trump? Those loyal white liberals. the ones that say that it's racist for blacks to get ID. Those people, the black people, are like, why are you being racist? Unless you're Charles Barkley, then he's still on the plantation.
No, that's not Charles Barkley. That's just Jimmy Kimmel and Charles Barkley face.
Hmm. Well, you didn't see a couple days ago when he said he would punch people if they're wearing Trump stuff, if they're black?
Oh, yeah. I saw that one the other day.
And you get all these people that are there's a guy that used to be a running back for, I want to say, the Falcons and Redskins named Steven Davis. And he's, I forget what they call him, but he's a huge Trump supporter. And his muscles are just ridiculous. You would think he's a bodybuilder. And I think he took a video or a picture and said, "You looking for me?"
Yeah, I would love the round mound of rebound to sit there and mess with him, you know. You know, that was always funny that everybody would always say pound for pound, pound for pound, Charles Barkley was one of the greatest guards in the NBA. And yeah, of course,
power forward, you mean. He was a power forward.
Yeah.
He was not a guard. He was a power forward.
But he rolled up the court, you know.
But I just can't believe, I could believe this. I'm curious how many of the white liberals, and from what I see, they're just accepting of what Governor Hochul said and that they will start checking bags in the subways in New York City. And everybody's just lining up for it. They talk about this crime. But if you notice any of the videos that I've seen, they are only going after people they know that are not illegals. So they're going after the black people. They're going after old people. They're going after the young white liberals. And they are not touching anyone that would be considered young men that are military age that might be considered a suspect. Those people are okay. They got to check the 88-year-old grandmas that have a purse.
I'm sorry, Joe Biden just walked up to Jerry Nadler and he looked like the number 10.
Okay, I guess I didn't get that.
Think about it. Biden's old and skinny. Jerry Nadler is fat like a zero. We'll put them together, they're the number 10.
All right. I thought that's where you were going, but I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah. He looks like he's been doing Hunter's cocaine. He must have been taking a nap like 10 minutes before the motorcade showed up.
Why, he looks refreshed?
For a corpse, yeah.
Oh, well, this is the closest thing to a rally speech he's going to do all year, so this is it for him.
Yeah, because we know he's not going to debate Trump.
No, that's a given. What would Brandon have to gain by debating Trump? Because he can't win. And he could barely talk, so his goal is to just not be there.
Just like 2020, hiding in the basement.
Well, this is worse.
Yeah, because now he's actually the commander-in-chief.
Well, and he's 4 years older, which means he has 4 years of speech decline in him. So he debated previously. He's not going to have that chance now.
Yeah. No, because his handlers know how much he wiped the Trump wiped the floor with him the first time.
I did think what's funny, whatever show he was on last week, and he was talking about how the doctor said he was too healthy, and that he, and yeah, Biden talking about the mental decline of Trump. I didn't quite understand that one.
Yeah, of course, as far as the judicial system is, you know, the reason why they're not going to prosecute Biden is because he's not cognitive enough to stand trial.
But he's cognitive enough to be president. You have to choose one or the other. If they said okay, yeah, go ahead.
He also said, you know, this next week he's doing his annual physical, and they're not doing a cognitive test at all on him.
Right. I saw that.
That's the first time in history a president has never had a cognitive test done during their physical.
But then Big Mike is a very nice lady, just in case nobody knows. And he said he is not running for president. And I must be one of the few people, I still believe that he's just not interested. There is no gain for Big Mike to be president, for maybe for all the Democrats out there, but for Big Mike personally, there's no benefit in him becoming president.
Between Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi, I think they were at the bar together prior to being here tonight. Both of them looked a little tipsy.
Well, that's not shocking. What would Big Mike, theoretically, Big Mike, he has all the money that he wants. He has all the freedom to live his life and be comfortable and live in a sham marriage. And he doesn't have to be in the White House with somebody that he can barely tolerate. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want the scrutiny. He was around it when Barry Satoro was the president, and he hated being in that White House. And who could blame him?
Speaker, Madam Vice President, members of the Congress, my fellow Americans, in January 1941, Franklin Roosevelt came to this chamber to speak to the nation. He said, I address you at a moment, unprecedented.
Well, he knows Roosevelt spoke at the office. He was there at the time.
War was raging in Europe. President Roosevelt's purpose was to wake up Congress and alert the American people. But this was no ordinary time.
I wasn't trying to watch this, but if you really want to, I could be quiet and let you play it, but I had other plans.
Well, as I said, we can fact check and bash this crap all we want tonight.
History of the Union. And yes,
that's what you want. I'm okay either way. I'm fine.
People, this
that's going to be only the first hour of the show anyway. So.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home. As they are today.
I'll be quiet and let everybody hear what you got.
Attack at both at home and overseas at the very same time. Overseas, Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond.
Biden's fault.
If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not.
That's because he knows the playbook.
Ukraine can stop Putin. Ukraine can stop Putin.
As long as we send billions of dollars to Ukraine, they have a chance.
To provide the weapons that needs to defend itself. That is all. That is all Ukraine is asking. They're not asking for American soldiers. In fact, there are no American soldiers at war in Ukraine, and I'm determined to keep it that way.
No, they're just asking for our money.
Since Ukraine is being blocked by those who want to walk away from our world leadership. It wasn't long ago when a Republican president named Ronald Reagan thundered, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Now. Now my predecessor, a former Republican president, tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want.
Bullshit.
That's a quote. A former president actually said that, bowing down to a Russian leader, I think it's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable.
I'm going to fact check that. He never said that, ladies and gentlemen.
Is a founding member of NATO, the military alliance of democratic nations created after World War II to prevent war and keep the peace. And today, we've made NATO stronger than ever. Welcome Finland to the alliance last year. And just this morning, Sweden officially joined, and their minister is here tonight. You know, stand up.
That's because they're scared what's going to happen in the Middle East.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And they know how to fight. Mr. Prime Minister, welcome to NATO, the strongest military alliance the world has ever seen. I say this to Congress. We have to stand up to Putin. Send me a bipartisan national security bill. History is literally watching. History is watching. The United States walks away, it will put Ukraine at risk. Europe is at risk. The free world will be at risk, emboldening others to do what they wish to do us harm.
Once again, Biden's fault.
My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away.
No, he'll just roll in a wheelchair.
We will not bow down. We will not bow down. In a literal sense, history is watching. History is watching. Just like history watched 3 years ago on January 6th.
When oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Here we go.
The dagger's the throat of American democracy. Many of you are here on that darkest of days. We all saw with our own eyes the insurrectionists were not patriots. They'd come to stop the peaceful transfer of power, to overturn the will of the people. January 6th lies about the 2020 election and the plots to steal the election posed a great, gravest threat to U.S. democracy since the Civil War. But they failed.
No, but burning cities, you know, during George Floyd was okay, you know.
America stood strong and democracy prevailed. We must be honest. The threat to democracy must be defended. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that. This is a moment to speak the truth and to bury the lies. Here's the simple truth. You can't love your country only when you win.
Just like Hunter's crack pipe.
What I've done ever since being elected to office, I ask all of you without regard to party to join together and defend democracy. Remember your oath of office is defending us all threats, foreign and domestic. Respect free and fair elections. Restore trust in our institutions. And make clear that political violence has absolutely no place. No place in America. Zero place.
Free and fair elections, that's why they're doing everything they can so Trump can't run.
Not hyperbole.
And failed miserably at it.
We're watching. Your children and grandchildren will read about this day and what we do. History is watching another assault on freedom. Joining us tonight is Latoya Beasley, social worker from Birmingham, Alabama. 14 months ago, 14 months ago, she and her husband welcomed a baby girl thanks to the miracle of IVF. She's scheduled treatments to have that
irritable bowel syndrome.
The Alabama Supreme Court shut down IVF treatments across the state. Unleashed by a Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. She was told her dream would have to wait. What her family had got through should never have happened. Unless Congress acts, it could happen again. So tonight, let's stand up for families like hers. To my friends across the aisle, don't keep this waiting any longer.
So now he's anti-abortion, okay, right?
Like most Americans, I believe Roe v. Wade got it right. I thank Vice President Harris for being an incredible leader defending reproductive freedom. And so much more. My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it. Look at the chaos that has resulted. Joining us tonight is Kate Cox, the wife and mother from Dallas. She's become pregnant again and had a fetus with a fatal condition. Her doctor told Kate that her own life and her ability to have children in the future were at risk if she didn't act. Because Texas law banned her ability to act, Kate and her husband had to leave the state to get what she needed. What her family got through should have never happened as well. But it's happening to too many others. There are state laws banning the freedom to choose, criminalizing doctors, forcing survivors of rape and incest to leave their states to get the treatment they need. Many of you in this chamber and my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God, what freedom else would you take away? Look. The decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court majority wrote the following.
And that's not completely true either, because Texas law states in the case of a mom against the baby, if the mom cannot go to full term, they will allow abortion because of that. And then he's bad-mouthing the Supreme Court. I hope they nail him for Hunter Biden and everything he's done.
Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
No, you won't. Yeah, the Supreme Court justices have just looked pissed.
If you, the American people, send me to Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Because, you know, states don't have rights to anything, you know.
Folks, America cannot go back. I'm here tonight to show what I believe is the way forward. Because I know how far we've come. 4 years ago, next week, before I came to office, the country was hit by the worst pandemic and the worst economic crisis in a century. Remember the fear, record losses? Remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind?
Most of them were under Biden's watch, by the way.
Isolation and loneliness. The president, my predecessor, failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people.
Bullshit.
I think that's unforgivable. I came to office determined to get us through one of the toughest periods in the nation's history.
And he had more deaths in COVID than Trump did during his term in office.
In 1,000 cities and towns, the American people were writing the greatest comeback story never told. So let's tell the story here. Tell it here and now. America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down, investing in all America, in all Americans, to make every sure everyone has a fair shot. We leave no one behind. The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. That's what America does.
By the way, a vaccine that they just proved last week wouldn't have done good either way. So,
folks, the area of the continent is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world. 15 million new jobs in just 3 years. A record. A record.
As we know, we're still catching up from COVID.
At 60-year lows. Record 16 million Americans are starting small businesses. Each one is a literal act of hope.
Only fans, girls.
Historic job growth and small business growth for Black and Hispanics and Asian Americans. 800,000 new manufacturing jobs in America and counting. Where is it written we can't be the manufacturing capital of the world? We are. We will. More people have health insurance today. More people have health insurance today than ever before. The racial wealth gap is as small as it's been in 20 years. Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and trending lower.
That's also not true. It went down 3%, not 2-3%, and it's down to 9%.
Importing foreign products and exporting American jobs. We're exporting American products and creating American jobs. Right here in America, where they belong. It takes time, but the American people are beginning to feel it. Consumer studies show consumer confidence is soaring. Buy America has been the law of the land since the 1930s. Past administrations, including my predecessor, including some Democrats as well in the past, failed to buy America. Not anymore. On my watch, federal projects that you fund, like helping build American roads, bridges, and highways, will be made with American products and built by American workers.
Biden can't say that with Chinese energy in his pocket.
And thanks to our CHIPS and Science Act, the United States is investing more in research and development than ever before. During the pandemic, a shortage of semiconductors, chips, that drove up the price of everything from cell phones to automobiles. And by the way, we invented those chips right here in America. Well, instead of having to import them, private companies are now investing billions of dollars to build new chip factories here in America, creating tens of thousands of jobs. Many of those jobs paying $100,000 a year and don't require a college degree.
Wow, I wish we had one of those jobs.
In fact, policies have attracted $650 billion in private sector investment in clean energy, advanced manufacturing, creating tens of thousands of jobs here in America. And thanks to our bipartisan infrastructure law, 46,000 new projects have been announced all across your community. By the way, I noticed some of you have strongly voted against it, or they're cheering on that money coming in. I like it. If any of you don't want that in your district, just let me know. Modernizing our roads and bridges, ports and airports, public transit systems. Removing poisonous lead pipes so every child can drink clean water without risk of brain damage.
Yet they still haven't done anything about Flint, Michigan. We'll just say that one right now.
Providing affordable high-speed internet for every American, no matter where you live, urban, suburban, or rural communities, in red states and blue states. Record investments in tribal communities. Because of my investment in the family farm, because our investment in families was led by my Secretary of Agriculture, who knows more about this than anybody I know, we're better able to stay in the family for those farms and their children and grandchildren want to leave. leave home to make a living. It's transformative. The great comeback story is Belvedere, Illinois, home to an auto plant for nearly 60 years. Before I came to office, the plant was on its way to shutting down. Thousands of workers here for their livelihood. Hope was fading. Then I was elected to office and we raised the Belvedere repeatedly with auto companies knowing unions would make all the difference. The UAW worked like hell to keep the plant open and get these jobs back, and together we succeeded. Instead of auto factories shutting down, auto factories reopening, the new state-of-the-art battery factories being built to power those cars there at the same.
That's also fact-check, Paul.
Mr. Belvedere, I say, instead of your town being left behind, your community is moving forward again. Because instead of watching auto jobs in the future go overseas, 4,000 union jobs with higher wages are building the future in Belvedere right here in America. Here tonight is UAW President Sean Fain, a great friend and a great labor leader. Sean, where are you? Stand up. And Dawn Slim, third generation worker, UAW worker at Belvedere. Sean, I was proud to be the first president to stand on the picket line. And today, Dawn has a good job in her hometown, providing stability.
He didn't stand on the picket line. He stood with the UAW officials. He had nothing to do with the picket line. That's all
for bad guys. They didn't build it, though. The middle class built the country, and unions built the middle class.
And currently you're bending over the middle class, Biden.
Say to the American people, when America gets knocked down, we get back up. We keep going.
That's Biden America. Needs help getting back up, you know.
That's you, the American people. It's because of you America's coming back. It's because of you our future is bright. It's because of you that tonight we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
Does that mean he's admitting that he has nothing to do with that? Okay, I'm done with that. Are you here still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I really didn't... I didn't have an interest, but I know you did, so I wasn't going to stop you. I was okay with it. I figured other people might be interested.
Just, you know, I'm only doing this because we're just calling him out on his BS, because so far he's already claimed like 10, 11 lies in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And the only ones that are applauding are the Democrats, the Republicans, including, you know, the Supreme Court. It isn't even clapping anything. They're just sitting there quiet.
Not even Ketanji Brown Jackson or Kagan or Sotomayor, the diehard Democrats?
No, all three of those just sitting there with their arms crossed, just like all the other Supreme Court justices, and they're murmuring within each other. See, the great thing about watching C-SPAN is they're not clipping to, you know, just Biden and not... When he bad-mouthed the Supreme Court just now.
Yeah, they're panning around and getting bits of everybody as opposed to just what fake news wants you to see.
Yeah, see, fake news is only doing, you know, the Democrats applauding for the senators and the congressmen and stuff. C-SPAN literally, as soon as he bad-mouthed the Supreme Court justices, C-SPAN panned the Supreme Court justices, and they all looked like they all wanted to give him the middle finger.
I don't think that Brandon said anything that is anything that was shocking. That's like, wow, I got to vote for this guy. I don't know what he was talking about with Belvedere, Illinois.
and that they brought in record American jobs. I want to know how they did that. Is the record American jobs hiring people from the National Guard to go down to the border and make sandwiches and babysit kids?
Yeah.
Is that the jobs he's talking about?
No, there was an auto plant that was about to they were getting close to shutting down. It's not a joke.
Oh.
And it was only getting shut down because of Biden's policies on no oil, and, you know, they were losing their jobs because of Biden. And then the UAW plant, it's basically a General Motors plant, we'll say it.
Yeah.
They're going to be, and that's the funny thing, is he said they're going to be, you know, working on batteries for future cars. That's not true. The General Motors plant of their Belvedere is going to be looking at hydrogen possibilities.
Well, from what I was gathering, the CEO of General Motors says that the days of people owning their own cars should be over. What the CEO believes in is that everybody should just have rideshare services with autonomous cars. Because I heard the guy in interviews before saying that when you drive to work, your car sits there for at least 4 hours before you go to lunch, and maybe you stay at the office, and then your car doesn't have any value for 9 hours or more. So they believe that you would be better off hiring a rideshare service. The car drops you off, and then the self-driving car goes somewhere else to pick somebody else up and drive them to work. So I know that that's the belief of the General Motors CEO. So there's no interest in producing these cars. So that's false right there.
Yeah, well, see, they're actually supposed to be the production originally. They were going to be the production of all the electric batteries for General Motors. So, you know, even if we have to do ride shares and stuff, they're still going to need batteries for it. You know, it's like Belvedere was supposed to be a plan for that. And literally like 24 hours ago, they were discussing, you know, the hydrogen futures. But once again, these were plants that were being closed because of Biden's policies. And to claim that all of a sudden he saved, you know, Belvedere from going under, it's like, no, you're covering your ass, is what he's doing.
Yeah, well, he could say whatever he feels like up there because the media will not fact-check him, and the white liberal will not fact-check him either. All Brandon really would have to do is go up there and say, I'm going to arrest Trump. He could borrow Letitia James's speech, and the white liberal will think that's the best speech they ever heard.
Oh yeah.
So he doesn't have to do anything really. That's what you get when the media covers for you. So over the weekend I heard that it's now up to 130,000 and up Chinese national military age men that have gone through the border in California this year alone.
And the funny thing is, there's a woman that lives just south of San Diego, and they interviewed her this morning, that she got sick of illegal immigrants coming over her property and coming from Mexico into, you know, her property to get into California. Mm-hmm. So she personally bought with her own money razor wire, and she's literally, they strung razor wire all the way down the 4.5 acres wide space of property that they have.
Yeah.
And Gavin Newsom, with that, they're taking pictures going, oh, we're solving our border crisis. No, you're not.
So Gruesome's taking credit for that.
Exactly.
Oh.
And they had a woman, literally on, you know, the news today. She's been on a couple times on Fox News and the conservative spot, and they literally had interviews with her, and it's like all of a sudden, because she was putting the razor wire, Gavin Newsom showed up with some quote-unquote press, taking pictures and him making a speech going, oh, no, we're taking care of this, you know, the border problem. And they literally had her sitting off to, you know, away from him where she could actually hear what he was saying, but she was not allowed to speak when she wanted to sit there and go, you know, that's BS. It's my property. I'm taking care of it.
Yeah, I guess Gruesome's taking care of it by not cutting it down in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
All right. So are you sad that Nikki Haley is not running at this time?
Oh, it just brings such a tear to my eye at this point, you know.
I did think it was funny that Brandon lost the America's Samoa to some unknown guy that works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I love that. God, I love that. Yeah, American Samoa will vote for anybody but Biden at this point.
Hey, the uncommitted or none of the above, they're winning in a few areas. They picked up a bunch of delegates in a couple of states on Tuesday. They got 11 delegates out of Minnesota.
That I guess none of the above is, you know, uncommitted is popular with the pollsters these days.
That's funny that Nikki Haley only won Vermont because the Democrats voted for her.
And that was the thing. They literally won because they were able to, you know, fact check all of, you know, the voters for Nikki Haley. And that was true. The majority of people that voted for Nikki Haley were Democrats.
Right, because the Democrats didn't really have to vote in the primary because they only had one person really to vote for.
And that's, you know, once again, that was a funny thing that I'd have to double-check Colorado's numbers, but there for a while, it was like Democrat votes for Biden was only about a third of primary votes for Trump.
Mm.
So if that was the case, he would get wiped out. And, you know, hey, it's like Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of voting, you know, especially when she went 1-14 the other night.
I wouldn't say the Buccaneers. At least the Buccaneers won a couple Super Bowls and they won a playoff game last year. You could say...
Okay, how about the Buccaneers in 76?
Okay.
Or the Jets.
You could say Jets. That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Nikki Haley got smoked. She got smoked about as bad as a blunt at a Cypress Hill concert. That's pretty bad.
Hold on. I got something for that. Hang on. I wasn't ready. All right. It's taking me longer than I would have hoped here.
Ha ha!
There.
And see, I actually hit C-SPAN on pause because after the show, I'm probably going to finish the speech and totally crack on it on my webpage later. So,
yeah, I just thought it was so pathetic that I couldn't even watch it. At least with Barry Satoro, not that I liked Barry all that much, but at least he could sell a speech.
Oh, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
If you hear me moaning, it's just me flopping around and getting comfortable out of the chair.
Okay. Did something happen?
Oh. No, I've been in the chair all day. I wanted to actually go to a different chair and relax.
Oh. Well, I've never had to be in one of those wheelchairs, so I don't know the comfort level of them.
Mine is fairly comfortable, but, you know, after 12 hours, you know, I got to just, like, shuffle or do something.
So I do have to ask you, though, I guess, if it's okay. So when's the last time you actually, or how often do you try to walk, even for a few steps?
After my last surgery, that's a 0%.
Okay.
There's been so much nerve damage. You know, not of my doing, but, you know, Mother Nature herself. And having to have recorrective surgery all the time, it's the nerve damage has gotten too bad in my spinal cord that, you know, lifting a leg is a challenge. Walking would be an impossibility.
Okay, gotcha. Now, one of the things that I use when I'm at my day job is I have one of those under the desk bicycles that I use, and I'm constantly on that.
Well, that's a good way to work out.
Well, I figure if you're going to be sitting down all day, you got to do something.
Yeah, usually my hands get more exercise than anything else. And not for that either.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Sorry, I tend to think above the gutter, so I don't automatically go there.
I was going to say, yeah, that was not a genitalia joke. That was being serious.
Although I always thought that one of your funniest things was about waving your weenie at the Jumbotron at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Not so funny since I can actually do it legally and not get arrested anymore.
Why is that?
Please. I'd weenie wave at Yankee Stadium. They would handcuff me, put me in the paddy wagon. I'd go there and they go, okay, your name, your social security number, okay, you're go. Go, go, go.
Oh, okay, that. Okay, sorry, I wasn't even thinking.
Just go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically it's legal to do that now, so. I mean, if people are punching and stabbing cops in New York, I've got a fair chance of waving my junk at people.
That is true. So I started thinking, and I have a Broccoli Man episode I'm going to have to write. So Governor Hochul says that she's going to start inspecting packages. So you realize that the wiretap is going to start inspecting packages.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be, wiretap's going to be funneling everybody's kumquats.
Yes. All right. So we have a few minutes. We could play a couple of Mr. Broccoli's that you've missed.
Sure.
It's just that lately I've been so bored with election stuff, and I'm almost looking for almost anything else to discuss. Sir William Moretti is telling me that many of the government websites are down, like FEMA and ICE and Department of Homeland Security and the Secret Service. All their websites are currently down at this time.
Nah, that was next coming up after, you know, Facebook and X and Instagram and all them went down on Tuesday.
Yeah, I remember that. All right, so we'll do two to start with, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right, I was going to say real quick, you know, they still don't have an explanation for why their websites, all those websites went down Tuesday.
I figure it's military training of some kind.
Pretty much. I have a feeling that because it was Super Tuesday, people they were more afraid of free speech than ever before, so they just shut down
That's
the platforms real quick.
Right.
Exactly.
So the last week's and this week's are kind of part one and part two. They kind of go together. So this one here is the millennials are ready to remove Brandon because they really want Big Mike. So when you're ready, we'll do it up.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm not going to have to go to Rumble right now because I've still got it on C-SPAN for a little bit, so.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and handle
my tablet. It's unlike the laptop where I can actually do multiple pages. My tablet only lets me allow one page at a time, so.
All right, well, I hope I'm not boring you then.
Oh, not at all.
All right, sir. All right, so I'll play the first one here. 3, 2, 1, action.
I am so done with Brandon. He is too white for me. And Hems is too old. It was pretty funny when he got off the stage and he was shaking hands with the ear.
I hate when he tells people to vote for Trump if they ask him a question. Maybe we want to vote for someone who is black.
I hope them is going to let Kamala Harris be as the first black lady to be president. I hope they'll let Michael Robinson Obama be president. We need to have the first trans person to be our president.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I heard all those something dark as coming in from the Mexico border. Thems are now being put on city councils so thems can make more illegals to get legal status.
That is totally fair. We need to remove white people from society. Thems are too racist.
I know, right? I am so glad as black people are finally able to take over America.
I was so happy that Trump got sued by Letitia James for $351 million. Hems lied and said his Mar-a-Lago property was worth $400 million. But the judge said it was only worth $18 million. He should be arrested also for the fraud.
Trump should be arrested just for breathing. I hate everyone that thinks it is a good idea to vote for him.
I think everyone who is not black should be arrested and placed in FEMA camps. It is too bad FEMA camps do not exist.
I know. It's that racist broccoli dude. He don't understand our race. This something ducker just rips and suck. He is just upset that my birthing partner is trying to get me pregnant. No cap.
I want to punch Hems and Hems ballsack for beezing too white and not beezing LGBTQPHS+.
I heard that Proof Negative said Michael Robinson Obama should get arrested for mail fraud.
It was not Bay's fault when Big Mike's junk was sloshing that one time on the Ellen show. I hate when that happens to me.
This Green Jones is too racist to vote for Michael Robinson Obama. Hems will only vote for white people.
Actually, I am supporting Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott. Neither of them are white. But what is important is they support our constitution.
Bleepy bigot. Them biznitches ain't even black.
Stats Malik. Thems ain't even black. They like Trump so they ain't even black.
Please. Tell me how that works. Your skin color changes if you vote for a certain person? Is that how Michael Jackson changed skin color?
You need to take that back right now and also put a scam on that face.
That's why I hate white peoples. They have to put race into everything. Not like us black people who are oppressed always by them.
Yeah. We would all be a lot better off if we separated peoples by skin color. This dude is probably thinking about how he can arrest us for talking on black.
Hey Mike. You know we can all see you, right? You are as white as Joe Biden.
Hey something Bucker. You take that back right now and you best put a scam on that face.
I'm tired of this green gents arresting me for showing my junk to the kids.
Malik, there is one way you cannot get arrested for showing children your junk. Stop showing kids your junk.
That was very generous of you. How would you like it if I glued my ballsack to the McGMO drive-thru again and protested climate change?
Yeah, and I'm going to take a wizard and electric fence to protest the National Guard doing border patrol.
Oh please. You guys do ahead and do that. Have fun with that.
If you were a good human being, you would listen to all the globalists and eat Z-Bugs. You would also own nothing.
Yeah, that's why Brandon made it legal to sleep in a tent on the street. So he does not own anything.
I am still allowed to have an apartment. Because I is black.
Yeah, we makes a lot of fat stacks because we get a black people's stipend.
At least I get a stipend for leasing a trans.
Mike, the people in the back want to know why if you are black, you do not qualify for a stipend for black people. Was there something wrong? What stops you from making all that money?
Listen here, you racist fool. You needs to shut up that face.
That's why I does not let Mike or any white peoples in my whip. I never let any white peoples in my car because white peoples bees is too racist. And because I is black, I can go into any store I want and just walk out with anything that is less than $1,200. I need my four-finger discount.
You wouldn't believe how much I stole at China March yesterday. Even though I make $5 million a year from the black stipend, I ain't finna waste my monies on buying stuffs. If the law says I can steal ish, then I am finna steal all the ish.
Malik, when you steal all the ish, it makes my ovaries get ready to make my eggs swim. Can you please run out to my purse and help me get pregnant?
I would rather do it right on the side of the 405 freeway in rush hour traffic. It is legal as long as we are trans.
Sammy Willis should not be in trouble for cheating on her mans and then taking money from Brandon to arrest Trump. Thems are just going after Sammy Willis for being black.
I am so happy that a California Democrat wants to change the minimum wage to $50 an hour. Just think of how many things people can afford.
Yeah, all these young kids flipping burgers and then going out to buy the Lambo.
You do realize that if wages go up 5 times in value, the cost of living will also go up? It might even go up 6 or 7 times because everyone else will know you are making money. Also, lots of businesses would close because that minimum wage would mean less employees. Or sometimes no employees.
Then if they do not want to pay it, they should shut down. It is only fair that these businesses pay their employees.
That is why Go gets a four-finger discount. Anyone that owns a company should pay their fair share. I get mine's fair and square because I is black.
If you ain't work, we will make you go broke.
That's right, Malik. I can't wait to go home and make some cash money by doing a webcam on OnlyTrans.
Hey everyone. I do hope you are making sure you, your friends, and your family is not going woke. It is liberal policies that fail countries. Educate yourself. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You can also go to the schedule on freedomizerradio.com and check out the other freedomists sharing lots of truth. freedomizerradio.com.
I would never go to freedomizerradio.com and definitely never ever go to the Proof Negative Radio Show. He thinks there are only two genders and only females can get pregnant. He also does not support Democrat policies and is against microchips and the New World Order. He even thinks Florida is bad for you and that communism sucks.
All right, so that was one episode.
I like that one. That one was good.
Well, I hope it was all right. Oh, wait, no, that one was 2 weeks ago. You know what? Well, we got time. It's just us. I meant to show you the one from last week. I thought you may have seen that one. You needed to see the one where Mike thinks he has ovarian cancer. I just realized that right now. All right. Well, we'll get on it. So I'll send you this one to listen to. And since you're not going on the site, I'll go ahead and queue it up and count down. All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
I am so glad we came here today. Yeah, we need to take care of this before it gets worse. But if Dr. Freddy says this is terminal, it will be his goal. Dr. Freddy always hooked me up when I had heart attacks after getting my COVID boosters. I tried to give blood yesterday. They said no one that got a COVID gene therapy is allowed to donate blood. That is probably we bees as black and trans. Those transphobes is probably just afraid we are gonna give them to the trans. I just want to be able to vote for Michael Robinson Obama to beat Trump in the election. Yeah, I am sure he will need you for that. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
Hello Mike. I was reading your charts. I know we have to give both of you your latest COVID boosters. Let me get your ambulances ready for when you have more heart attacks after I give you these boosters. Although I'm sure this will be purely a coincidence and not speculation or a conspiracy.
I understand.
Also Mike, you had another issue you are having. By the way, I see you also need more hormone blockers and with 2 gene therapies.
Yes doctor. My wab has been hurting lately. Malik has been trying to get me pregnant. I am pretty sure I have ovarian cancer. Every time I go pee, it feels like my uterus wall is not feeling right.
Okay, so first you need to sign these documents before I get your boosters. It says you agree not to sue Lysenic or Pharmaceuticals or my office when you have another heart attack due to these gene therapies. It is explains you got these on your own and I am not responsible for all your deaths.
Okay, that is cool. We will sign your ish. Doctor, I have been trying to get a pap smear. I tried 2 other doctors and they told me to get the F out of the office. I need to make sure that a doctor can tell me my wife is healthy or if I have cancer.
I understand, son. Let me have a look-see at your WAP.
Why do you have to see my WAP? Can't you just tell me what to do or if I have cancer?
By the way, we are not sons. We are they/them. I am a trans outlaw.
And I'm a travesty. I cannot be cis a trans outlaw or else I would be called gay and will not get a stipend for being a trans.
Mike, do you have an ice cream cone getting in the way of me seeing a WAP? If that is the case, I will have to remove your ice cream cone so I can take a look at your WAP.
No doctor, I do not want to lose my ice cream cone. I just want to take care of my ovarian cancer so I can get pregnant. Malik and I want to have a baby so that we can have an abortion after the baby is born.
Well Mike, how long have you had this pain?
For about 3 weeks, Malik and I glued our ball sacks to the GMO King drive-thru to protest people eating meat.
Someone got mad we would not get out of the way so they can order some Whoppers with cheese. When he came up to me and tried to pick me up, he noticed my glued my junk to the ground. He kicked me repeatedly in my kumquats.
If you want to keep your swimmies, it would be impossible for me to get inside there and check your female parts.
We're not females though, we're trans.
That is fair. However, having ovarian cancer and a uterus means you have female parts on your person. Mike, it just so happens your kumquats and ice cream cone are directly in front of any of these parts you may have.
Doctor, can't you just give me some prescriptions to get rid of my cancer instead? And then you can give me a pap smear.
I can do that, Mike. But I need to chop off your junk first.
Maybe I can get one of the illegals coming in from the Mexico border to give me a pap smear without having to chop off my junk. Yeah, why are you being so difficult? No doctor wants to fix his ovarian cancer unless they lop off his junk.
That's right. Can't you just stick something up my butt and find anything that way? Well, Mike, if you are a trans, then when are you going to be transitioning over?
Never. It is none of your business. Unless you are checking my ovaries and my uterus, it does not concern you.
Mike, I would like to help you. I have been your doctor for years. But you will have to let me remove your junk if you want me to check out your other behind that ice cream cone.
Can't you just cut just a little bit so you can see? There is no reason to have to take the whole thing off.
That's right. They have needle and thread, you know. They even sell that at China Mart. I see it when I got my freedom microchip in my wrist. Sorry, Mike. But it is impossible for me to check your ovaries and uterus wall while your junk is in the way.
Mike, it sounds like he is trying to politely tell us to leave and go across the Mexico border to have this done. Maybe we can go through California. Then we can tell them we are illegal so they can give us both Visa gift cards for $5,000 each.
Sorry, I'm unable to help you. I doubt you can find a doctor to review your lady parts without taking off your men's parts. But good luck on that and I wish you the best.
I just think CBs is afraid of us making you catch trans. That is blatant discrimination.
Come on, Malik. Let's book a flight to Mexico and see if we can find some squeaky high doctor to check my ovaries for cancer. I am tired of all this hate and discrimination for being a trans.
Yeah. I hope that was all right.
Sorry, my ice cream cone stays intact.
Yes. All right, so we got one more. This one here, Jamar has decided that he's no longer a communist. Getting this one ready now. All right, like I said, this is part two of last week's episode. So, all right, I'll get this one going now. So, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey Jamar, are you going to the protest later today? We are having a rally to make sure the new illegals getting in from the border are getting their fair share. They deserve $10,000 a month tax free for choosing to get on George Soros' migrant caravan to come here.
I don't think so, B. I just don't think that illegals should make $120,000 a year without doing anything.
Jamar. Look at yourself. You are sounding too much like a Republican. First, you will not put any more scams on your face. Then, after your idiot booster, you refuse to take any more. And now you won't even support our liberal ideas.
I don't know player. I want to be a liberal media major. I found a job that pays $48,000 a year to start where I can intern for a fake news company. Why should someone with no skills make 2.5 times more cash than me, and I have a degree from Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology. I had to fight hard to get my degree from SHIT, and all they had to do is to get on the George Soros caravan and get paid.
Yes, that is only fair. It is loving and liberal.
I just don't think that's fair. Why should we pay people to come across to our citizen? We have to work to pay for them to not work, B. Why should everyone in the world have access to our money just by coming to the United States?
Because of all the people that live here are not voting Democrat. We need those illegals so that Trump cannot be as president again. If we can keep Brandon in office, or talk Michael Robinson Obama into being president, then George Soros, Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab can give us our communist takeover that the world needs.
Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. But I do not want to live in a communist country. I want it to be socialist like in parts of Europe, not communist like Venezuela.
Oh no, it's that broccoli dude again. He is just upset that my birthing partner is trying to get me pregnant. He is also upset that I am black and a trans.
Mike, you do realize we all can see you, right? You are as white as Justin Bieber. And you are only a trans if you start transitioning to take off your ice cream cone and give up your kumquats.
You take that back right now and put a scam on that face. Or else I am going to report you to Canada. I can report you to Canada for hurting my feeling and a hate speech bill. You can get fined and arrested for life. I can report you anonymously so no one will know I was the one reporting you.
Mike, were you ever able to find out the reason why you were not able to get the $5 million a year stipend for being black? Were they ever able to find out what was wrong with your paperwork?
That is none of your business. At least I make enough money to not have to work. I can just be as a trans.
So Jemar, are you going to take that intern job working for fake news?
I don't know, Holmes. I do like the fact that they have tampons in the men's rooms. But they said we're not allowed to eat meat while being an employee. We are only allowed Soylinkies and bulk proteins. They said starting next year they will stop drug testing employees. Instead they will test people for meat. I do not want a job where you can be on crystal meth but you get fired for eating a winner chicken dinner.
That sounds like a great policy, Jamar. We can fight climate change if you learn how to only eat Zebus or GMO Bill.
It just seems like the Democrat Party changed. It just seems like the 1% in the illegals vote Democrat and all the normal people vote something else.
You take that back right now. I am a normal trans vegan black person that supports whatever the current thing is.
Bruh.
That's what I mean. We all can see you. You're not black.
You take that back right now. I always vote Democrat. That's why Brandon said I am black.
Dude. Your skin does not change based on who you vote for. And you cannot be a trans unless you are removing your body parts, B.
I am so pissed at Dr. Freddy. I have ovarian cancer, but he refuses to check my WAP because he wants to take off my ice cream cone and my kumquats. Not one doctor is willing to look at my WAP unless I agree to remove my junk. These doctors are too genderist.
Mike, how do you expect a doctor to get your female body parts you do not even have?
I do not want any doctor removing my kumquats. They should just know I have ovarian cancer and give me chemotherapy and also prescriptions to remove my cancer. If I say I have cancer, that should be good enough. You're all sick in the herd for not wanting me to get my WAP checked out.
We all know you do not have WAP, B. That is why you need to show them your junk. You cannot have cancer for body parts you do not have, player.
You take that back right now. I am definitely reporting you for hate speech against my WAP. That is the only reason why Malik cannot get me pregnant. Once I get pregnant, I want to have an abortion a week after the baby is born. I need to prove I am liberal.
Maybe that's gross.
No one should be proud of their abortions.
You're just pissed off we are going to defund the police and let the illegals be the police force to rule over the Republicans in the United States.
Newsflash, dumbwade. If the illegal gangsters become the new police, they will rule over everyone, not just Republicans.
Not likely, Jamar. They can tell by our skin color. They will see I am black and leave me alone. They will come after you for being white.
Hey everyone. Don't go woke. Do not vote for anyone who is wanting to advance globalist agendas. Educate yourself. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Check out freedomizerradio.com. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Check out the schedule on the freedomizerradio.com website also and find some other shows on Freedomizer Radio.
I cannot wait until all the radio stations get arrested for saying anything against us liberals. We are so loving and liberal. That is why we believe in banning free speech to protect free speech. From now on you will only touch the records that I say. Now someone needs to help me find a doctor that will treat my WAP without having to remove my junk.
Alright, so we're caught up now.
Side note.
Yeah.
That episode reminded me of something last night. I was watching a documentary on YouTube last night. About an hour or so long. It's not a whole group of people. It's just people from various parts of the U.S. that they did this with. There was vegans that were switching from being vegan to eating meat again.
Okay, I think I saw something on that. What happened?
There was a couple of them that literally they were like, oh, I've been vegan now for like 8 years, and after a while, ever since I started becoming vegan, it's like I started getting really damaging acne on my face, and I was having health problems, and I had lack of energy, and they were going through a list of health problems that all it took was them eating like a couple of weeks worth of real proteins, and all of a sudden their acne went away, they started feeling healthy and more energetic and more, and it's like, that's a hint and a half for everybody that, you know, lettuce alone doesn't help. And the funny thing to all of that was one of them literally went, all it took was eating a cow and I felt better.
Oh, wow. All right.
And the other part to me that made me laugh on that, too, was the fact that one lady, you know, she was a diehard vegan and, you know, all of a sudden she was getting too weak to stand up and, you know, her muscles were, you know, atrophying and stuff, and she was trying to work out and stuff, but the more she worked out, literally the unhealthier she got. And they gave her a steak for the first time in, like, 7 years, and she took two bites, and she was like, oh, I'm going to have an orgasm. It tasted so good. It just reminded me of that. I just thought it was funny that, you know, being a trans vegan, you know, black person.
Someone said they think they saw Alex Jones at the State of the Union, so I'm going to go to X and see what I see.
You go to Crowder's podcast. Actually, Alex Jones is doing a simulcast from his studios.
Oh, wow.
In Austin,
okay.
Texas. Because originally, before the State of the Union started, Steven Crowder went on 40 minutes prior to that.
Yeah.
And they were literally, you know, having all the different people now that are, you know, they're involved in Mud Club and everything else. They did live reports from the Hodge twins in their studio and Alex Jones in the studio. And
So I want to play this real quick here. Go ahead. If you want to finish up, go for it.
Oh, no, no. Just little by little, I've been kind of like, I've had the sound off, but I've been closed captioning the, from C-SPAN, the State of the Onion address.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, even though none of them are going to fact-check him and everything, he really needs to be fact-checked because there's a lot of BS going on in his State of the Union address. But
well, I want to play Benny Johnson, where he's covering that Elon Musk tells Trump to pick Vivek for VP.
Oh, I saw that already. Go ahead. Go ahead. That one's a good one.
All right. I'm going to play it right now. So we're going to listen to Benny Johnson.
Cool.
Strange time in my life.
Vivek, what's up, man?
How's it going, dude?
Great night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that this Republican primary has been over for a long time, but it is over yet again. One more time tonight.
I'm very sorry to report to you some terrible news. Nikki Haley has won Vermont.
It reminds me of D.C. I think... which are the provinces of Ukraine that she couldn't name? These are the ones that actually, their delegates are actually coming in for, so the Ukrainian delegates voted in that D.C. primary, I think, and that's exactly what we saw there. She's more or less irrelevant, but she's a representation of what we're up against. And I don't just mean in our own party. I mean a managerial class that pervades both parties. And I think it's going to be the same managerial class that gets Joe Biden out of the way, which I think is actually the trap that we're at risk of now falling into, Benny, is we're now trained, right, I think, to have some level of complacency, satisfaction about tonight. And so, yes, you say great night. I agree. It is a great night. I think that that's a danger. I think that that kind of attitude can also risk creating a complacency. We got to be insurgent, not incumbent. We have to actually be the upstart, not the people who take victory for granted. Trump in 2016 was that. Our founding fathers were that. And I think that that's the spirit we have to keep alive in 2024 rather than, you know, just making this about defeating Joe Biden, laughing at the old man that can't put sentences together, tripping on stairs, all of which is true, all of which, you know, the guy who can't stand trial somehow is actually, or even be a witness in a trial, is somehow competent to run the country. Yeah, we get that Joe Biden is a joke and is a puppet for the managerial class. But understand that come this summer, they're going to move him out of the way. It's not him that we're actually running against. And so while we're appropriately recognizing, even celebrating, I think a victorious step in the progress, I think that we have to not fall into the trap of complacency, which I do think in some sense has been laid for us by the other side that wants us to focus on Biden when, in fact, it's going to be somebody else that Donald Trump is actually running against later this year.
So you have long said that this is going to be Michelle Obama, potentially, if you were to put money on it. Michelle Obama has come out with an official statement saying, not going to be me, I'm not going to run for president. Then she went and did an interview on British television saying, it's not going to be me. Then she tried out David Axelrod to say, it's not going to be Michelle Obama. Your thoughts on that? Do you think that's still cloak and dagger? Sleight of hand,
doth protest too much, methinks. I think
okay.
What I would say in this case. And that might be, you know who's not protesting too much, which lady is not protesting too much, is Hillary Clinton, because she actually wants it. Michelle Obama, I don't think, particularly wants it. I actually kind of believe that she doesn't want it. but I don't think that she's going to have much of a choice in the matter. I'm less in the business, Benny, of predicting which individual it is or isn't going to be. I might be wrong about the Michelle Obama specific prediction, but I bring this up because I care about our own side not falling into the trap of thinking that we've got this in the bag. We're running against Joe Biden. He's a defeatable alternative. Our entire message focused on his individual vulnerabilities, from his age to his cognitive deficits, to his son, to his son's cognitive deficits, to his son's corruption, to his own corruption. All that needs to be observed. But if that becomes our focal point, it's like a feint in war, right? A feigned retreat where you're led to a false target when, in fact, you have the rug then pulled out from under you only a matter of months later, which is what I think is coming this summer. And, you know, I think it's one of the things you're good at. I think that it's going to take people who are willing to skate to where the puck is going, name a problem. That's in some ways how you actually avoid that problem. And here that problem would be the element of surprise. If we know that we're not running against Biden, then our whole message needn't be tethered to a Biden-specific message. It can actually be, who would have ever thought, a message about what our own actual affirmative agenda is. That speech that Trump just gave, I thought, was excellent in that respect. He actually nailed a lot of our own affirmative agenda. He went straight down the list. Drill, baby, drill, largest mass deportation in history, actually fighting crime in this country, make America great again, what that actually means, great. That's what we need to be talking about. I'd say a little bit less of the Biden trashing, not because it's not justified, not because it's not all true, but to the opposite point, it's because that's actually falling into, I believe, a trap that has been laid that we need to avoid. We need an agenda that we stand for irrespective of which puppet it is. Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Gavin Newsom, doesn't matter. That's actually how we immunize ourselves against that risk.
So what you saw and what we have been predicting is that this is going to be now a gear shift to a brand new general election Donald Trump, and that you're going to have now a different Trump on the trail. He's been obviously very savage against all of his opponents, and he's been in campaign mode against a Republican primary, and you're going to see a shift. What's that shift going to look like? What's going to change? You're already starting to see sort of a resetting of the table. But you've obviously become quite close with Donald Trump and, dare I say, are advising him on a number of issues. He clearly is listening to you. What does the shift in the Donald Trump to general election mode look like?
Yeah, I think of it less as a shift, Benny, but more, you know, you've got different tenors that you can play, right, as a musician. And I think he's going to hit some different keys than he's hit so far. And I think there's a time and place for everything. He's already doing it. Look at that speech he gave yesterday, right after that Supreme Court ruling. I think that's been one of his best yet. I would say one of his best ever yet, actually, because it wasn't particularly about him dancing on anybody's grave. It was actually a tenor of national unity. And I think that was really fitting yesterday. The Supreme Court's ruling was about national unity itself. And I think him delivering that message about national unity, I think, was really fitting for that moment as well. And so I think that's going to be either in so many words, or even if not in so many words, the core message is actually that Donald Trump, not Joe Biden or not anybody else from the other side, is going to be the one who actually unites this country. And I think that that's something that our side needn't be shy about admitting that we want. I think most of us don't want a national divorce. I think most of us do want to live in one nation under God, just as our founding fathers envisioned 250 years ago. And so I think Donald Trump is going to be that kind of figure from now through Election Day that revives that spirit of national unity in his own way. And I think that it's going to be his own authentic way. But I think that less of a shift, but more of an awakening of something that may have been less obvious to people who have watched him in the past, but I know is in his heart and I think is coming out more and more. And, you know, I do think that's the right way to go. And I am fully in support of that message all the way through the general election in November. So it's a good night. And I'm glad you had me on for a few minutes, Benny, before we rocked and rolled. But thanks for doing what you're doing.
I know that you are a father to young children, and I don't want to keep you. I have to ask you one more, because ALX broke the news earlier in the call that Elon Musk was meeting potentially with Donald Trump, that both their jets landed the same place, and that they had a meeting. Now, you're very close with both these guys, and you've worked very closely with both these guys, and we've talked about Elon Musk publicly and how valuable, obviously, the X platform is to free speech, but also for just the future of the country as a free nation. Your thoughts on that meeting? I obviously don't want you to reveal anything that's private, but like, what's going on, man?
I'll just take a big step back. I mean, I'll be respectful of my conversations with both those guys, and you know, let's just take the big takeaways in terms of where we are right now. And, you know, you bring up two people who I think do embody a lot of that founding spirit, people who can achieve something with their own dedication and with their own willpower without feeling constrained. I think that's part of why I've, frankly, had, I think, a relatively fast and warm and natural friendship with both those guys, is that part of what we miss in our culture is that right now you're told to shut up and sit down and do as you're told and work in your lane. Whereas our founding fathers were people who didn't believe in those lanes, right? You could be an inventor of the Franklin stove while also signing the Declaration of Independence, while also working on a remedy to a common cold. If you're Donald Trump, I'm going to start a social media platform that's a competitor after having been a real estate tycoon, going on to be the president of the United States. And actually, you know what? If I want to do some sneakers along the way, I'm going to do it. It's going to be Elon Musk, you know, from electric cars to going in space to actually expressing his own opinion about what's happened in the border crisis in the United States. I'm not going to just swim in my own lane because I'm a person who transcends those boundaries. I'm wired in my own way the same way. You know, just because I'm a biotech entrepreneur today doesn't mean I'm not going to be an entrepreneur competing against a different incumbent like BlackRock. Doesn't mean it's going to stop me from running for president of the United States. That's the founding spirit we need to revive. That's what Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and George Washington did. And I think that you see some of that in the likes of Elon Musk and Donald Trump in today's environment. And, you know, I think it's a good thing when we live in a 1776 moment to have some 1776 figures who can step into that vacuum. And I love what each of those guys is doing. They're doing their part. I'm going to try to do mine. And you know what? I think that we're going to win the American Revolution in spirit. We don't have to fight the revolution. We have to just revive the ideals of it. That's the work we have cut out ahead of us this year. And I think both those guys are going to be important in making it happen. And I'm going to do whatever I can too.
I mean, I think Donald Trump would look great in a powdered wig. You can quote me on that. All right. This is one man's opinion. Okay. Joy Reid has stolen his haircut. So maybe switch it up, you know, right? Like maybe you get the powdered wig.
Maybe she's pulling the founding father thing too. Although I don't know if that's exactly what she's going for.
Two founding fathers in the renaissance of the founding fathers in Donald Trump and Elon Musk, something that you have paraphrased before, but I think something that is a really profound way of looking at our current landscape. It's revolutionary, Vivek Ramaswamy. And we thank you so much for being on our live tonight.
We'll see you, man. Thank you.
All right. So that gave me a chance to try to read through Twitter and see what the words on the street is about. So everybody's talking about how Brandon goes from yelling his brains out to whispering and basically like he's duetting like he's Prince.
Yeah, he's been doing that on this speech. You know, he's done that for years, but, you know, the State of the Union address, he's been doing that constantly already. He'll be speaking normally like this, and then he'll sit there and go, no. And then he's yelling above him, it's like, Jesus.
So Joey Manarino on Twitter says, someone gave Brandon the strong-ass cocaine tonight. He's yelling his ass off.
As I said, the way he looked when he started going up to the podium, he looked like he got into Hunter's stash.
Mm-hmm. So Byron Donalds, go ahead.
Here's one real quick that you'll get a kick out of. I guess yesterday on YouTube, Blitz Reports did, they do surveys every once in a while that you can actually, you know, vote in. And they did, yesterday's was, who was the better First Lady of the U.S., Michelle Obama and Melania Trump? Out of 15,000 votes, 97% of the people said Melania Trump was the better First Lady, where 3% said Michael Obama was the better First Lady. Now, it's not so bad that some of the comments on here are hysterical because, you know, they're praising Melania for being a superior first lady, and she was a great example of a first lady. And two of the other ones that came across all of a sudden was one guy said, Big Mike ain't no lady. Hmm. And then, where was it? It's like, yeah, no lady, no lady. He's no lady.
He's a nice lady, though.
Mike can't be a first lady. Ain't happening. But he could be an impressive first bro. But as you said,
just because he was slashing on the Ellen show, that doesn't mean he can't be a nice lady. But Byron Donalds, the congressman from Florida, says, let me get this straight. Biden is currently yelling at the American people to pay their fair share of taxes, but his son commits tax evasion, and now Brandon wants to raise our taxes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he was bitching at everybody during the speech about, you know, you need to pay more of your fair share. And it's like, a lot of people are paying more of their fair share. You're just sending all the money to Ukraine. Money that should be going to American people, helping American people, instead of going, you know, financing their own stuff in the Middle East and, you know, in Ukraine and the Middle East. Oh, someone else said in that thing, it was like, about the poll, is that a serious question? Melania Trump makes Big Mike look like a streetwalker.
So Biden, during the speech, said that he taught the Second Amendment for 12 years.
Yeah. Once again,
okay.
Fact check false. Then he claimed there was no crisis at the border, and if there is a crisis, he's handling it. And meanwhile, Kamala was sitting behind him, nodding her head when it came to that. And it's like, Biden handed that to Kamala Harris, and... You know, she totally botched it, but she's giving thumbs up that there's no problem at the border. You know, it's, people see through that stuff.
Yeah, I'm reading people on Twitter that are saying it's about time that a real man as president stood up to tell people to pay their fair share. Wow.
And I bet those are people on Twitter that don't have jobs. They're all college students, have never paid a bill in their lives. And see, I had a friend over last week, over in my hotel room last week, which, once again, I apologize for not getting a hold of you all weekend. They had me running around so much between the Speedway and the hotel, it wasn't even funny. Mm-hmm. But I talked to a friend of mine who was an entertainer that happened to also be at the race in Las Vegas, and they're a little bit, you know, they're a little bit leftist. And they started kind of, you know, talking about, you know, socialism's not a bad thing. And I go, okay, look at it this way. If socialism becomes a thing in the United States, your money is the first to go. Well, they can't do that. And it's like, well, that's exactly what you're voting for as far as socialism goes. It's like all the rich people, all the celebrities and everything else, they know what money you have, and that's the first money that's going to go. I don't want that. And it's like, well, then why are you voting Democrat? And they had kind of a little bit of a change of heart. I hope they had a change of heart, but they didn't like the fact that, you know, all of us, you know, they were, that, you know, a harsh reality was told to them that, you know, all the celebrities and all the musicians and everything else that are voting, you know, go socialism, go Democrat, go. It's like, that's the fear, the first ones that they're going to take money from.
So there's a doctor here, Dr. Sunil Dand, said Biden really did say the vaccine that beat COVID is now being used to treat cancer.
Yes, he actually said that during the speech tonight. And that's why I was looking, going, what the hell are you talking about? It's like, now he's saying that, you know, the COVID vaccine beat cancer.
Someone else quoted that, and I have the sound off. Someone quoted that Biden said that China on the rise is a good thing.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'm reading somebody here. I don't even want to give their name. They have 392,000 followers, though. Let me be absolutely clear. This was not just a great speech for Biden. This was a great speech for anyone. The president gave the most brilliant rhetoric, but moreover, he directly engaged heckling Republicans with disarming humor, making them look small, petty, and weak.
I'm going to have to finish watching the other half of that. The Republicans didn't heckle anything. They sat there in complete silence and did disapproval the entire time of the speech that I know of in the first half.
Mm-hmm. Crime is down under Brandon's America. He did.
Explain that one to me, Eric.
Yeah, Governor Abbott's side mentions that Biden said that crime is down under his watch.
Yeah. Explain that to New York. Explain that to Boston. Explain that to Chicago. Explain that to Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, these are just that... Twitter bots, so whatever.
But oddly right, enough, so, those are things he said during the speech.
Wow.
And once again, those people that are watching it were, you know, they see through the lies.
Not the white liberals.
No, but I know a lot of black people that are sitting there. I know a lot of black people that are going to be going, you know, I'm voting for Trump. Oh, I guess I'm not black because I'm voting for Trump now. And the funny thing is, like, cities like New York and Chicago, all the immigrants that are coming into the country. And, oh, by the way, I have proof that somebody else, I was watching Jesse Waters the other night, and they have proof that, Biden was flying in immigrants.
Yes.
But, most of them, it's like all of a sudden they go to New York. What's the first thing they do? New York sends all of them to, like, the poverty areas in New York, and, you know, it's, like all these black people are like, wait a second, we're having a hard time getting our benefits and stuff. All of a sudden, you know, you're just busting them in and they're getting automatic stuff. That's wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's what got people pissed in Chicago.
Yeah, same thing.
All right, let me see what the Gateway Pundit has for us here. Threatens Supreme Court justices to their face in the State of the Union address.
Yes, he did.
Hmm.
And gee, they still have a couple of things, you know, in the works on Biden that they haven't gone through yet. Mainly Hunter's laptop, all the stuff, you know, all the Burisma stuff, and you know, amazing. All of a sudden, that the you know. It's like, yeah, go ahead and just humiliate us in public. Let's see how you feel in the next couple weeks. They're liable to just vote on all the Biden stuff within the next week and go, oops.
Let's see. 6 of the 9 judges were at the meeting. So Clarence Thomas, Justice Alito, and the lady, Amy Coney Barrett, were not there.
I could, oh, no, because, yeah, there were the other people that were there. And so I guess only 6 of the 9 showed up, but still funny that 3 of the Republicans, 3 of the Democrats showed up. And but it's funny that
he also vows to make Roe the law of the land again if he has the Congress support.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the examples he was using for Roe versus Wade during the speech were literally, you know, like, weren't even for pro-choice.
Yeah, it's just stuff to try to, it's like, hey, I'm going to tell a lie and I'm going to dare you to fact check me. Yeah, no one in their right mind is going to say, hey, you have to have that abortion even if you're going to die. Nobody, I don't think anyone in the U.S. is requiring that. But they'll push that because they have to tug at the heartstrings. They have to go the most extreme in order to get their base to get riled up.
See, Senator Katie Britt's delivering the GOP response to Biden's State of the Union address right now.
I wish I was interested. I saw that. I wish I was interested.
And then there's a Ben Shapiro short where people from the Daily Caller were interviewing people. Would you open up your home for immigrants?
Hmm. And how many of them said yes?
Well, I haven't actually watched it yet, so.
Oh.
But it's only
if
a minute.
You have a
hang
link.
On.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'll just play it real quick. It's only a minute long.
Oh, that's cool.
Immigration?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you? Yes.
Yeah.
There's a housing crisis for migrants going on right now, and they're sleeping on the streets in places like Chicago and New York. Recently, the state of Massachusetts said that people should step up and open up their homes to house migrants. Would you sign this pledge today to open up your home
no.
to house migrants?
No, never, never. Well, not my home, but I think that's a great idea for them, though.
It's a good idea for other people?
Yeah.
But not you?
Yeah, not me, though.
We're in support of people doing it. We just can't do it at the time.
but they should stay on the street.
I don't really think they should stay on the street because they're messing up the street. They make the place look ghetto.
Yep, like all good leftist policies. The best policies are the ones you don't actually have to do anything about.
See, they all vote for letting the immigrants in, but then would you open your home to them? Oh, no, not at all.
See, my favorite was when that first bus got to Martha's Vineyard, and you had the residents of Martha's Vineyard that they fed the illegals. They fed them the store-brand version of peanut butter and jelly and Great Value brand whatever Cheerios they are, Sam's Oreos or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They couldn't even buy the regular name brand. They had to buy the store brand. And they fed them and they gave them that Sam's Choice and Dr. Sam's Cola and sent them on their way. And they were so proud of what they did.
And meanwhile, the immigrants could smell them over the fence eating their steak and lobsters.
Oh, they couldn't wait to get rid of them people.
Oh, yeah.
But they bragged that they were a sanctuary city, though.
It doesn't do much good when nobody wants to sanctuary them.
No. No, they rounded them up and put them in a spot for a little bit and sent them on their way.
And now they're scattered through the streets and who knows where and picking fights with the police and trying to stab them and start beating on them. And
well,
and then other people
are
like, well, what do we want to do about
that? Governor Hochul does not want to admit that the illegals are what's causing the crime, so now they'll just check everybody else's bags.
Exactly.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's like, what else did he do in the first part of the speech now I'm getting stumped because he's told so many BS lies. It's like, I'm going to have to go back through the State of the Union address and completely fact check it.
Well, you'll have to count how many fact checks you do.
Oh, this has started so far a lot because at the first 20 minutes of the speech that, you know, you allowed me to do on the show, you know, I was already commenting on, you know, Biden was saying stuff, and I gotta forgive my language at that point, but it was like, well, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hopefully people are smart enough come November that, you know, they vote, you know, the right way and get him out of office.
Yeah, we just have to see how many white liberals there are.
I mean, even if it wasn't Trump, even if it was like, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy that was running against Biden, it's like anybody but Biden at this point.
I don't know, because Nikki Haley would not be it.
Okay, anybody but Nikki Haley and Joe Biden.
There's a few that are in that same boat, though. You got people like Mike Pence and Chris Christie, as well as Nikki Haley. Everybody else would probably be okay.
Well, at least with Krispy Kreme Christie, you know where he sits. You know, all around the house, but I mean, Chris Christie would be the only person to just sign an executive order for more buffets in the United States.
All right, let's see. What else do we feel like getting into?
I have a Candace Owens clip I was hoping to end the show with. I was going to get out around in about 15, 20 minutes.
Cutting it a half hour early tonight, huh?
Well, I wanted to play this clip, and I was pissed that I tried to play it on Tuesday, and when I played it, I, instead of shutting my phone off, I shut the show off.
Oops.
So,
yeah,
that didn't work.
Go and try it now.
Yeah, but after it's over, I'm not coming back, though, because it's a 35-minute clip.
Ah, okay. Well, then I should see you next week. And I'm
right.
Possibly going to have an announcement next week, so...
Okay.
As always, good to be on the show.
All right. So we can do it now. That's fine. I just have to know not to hit end show.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go ahead and let me get that Candace Owens here.
Okay.
All right, so I'll see everybody else on Monday then. So hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember only you can prevent forest fires. Please support the other shows over the weekend. It's not just the Proof Negative show. We're going to close tonight with Candace Owens. Thank you, everybody. All right, good night, Kimo.
Good night, Proof.
All right, happy Tuesday, everybody. You are not going to believe this, but I have learned that a media hit was put on my name. Yes, internally, sort of a memo was circulating. Don't talk about Candace Owens anymore. They don't want to report on me. What is up with that? You're not going to believe what I have to share. Plus, later on in the show, something seems to be going on with Justin Bieber, and I think that it has everything to do with the fact that he's a Christian and he's in Hollywood, and that is simply not allowed. Christians in Hollywood, no good. And we're also going to talk about Donald Trump, in case you haven't heard. He is back on the ballot after a major Supreme Court win. And leftists are crying because how could this be? It's that pesky Constitution again. All that and more today coming up on Candace Owens. All right, guys, so this actually happened, and I'm not really sure what to make of it. I'm just going to do my thing and overshare and tell you guys everything. So recently, as in a couple of months ago, a publication, which I am not going to name, but they are one that used to cover me all the time. They used to cover this show all the time. Just a very positive experience and always saying great things about me, suddenly just stopped. I became persona non grata. So I hired someone a couple of weeks ago who had the means to look into this because I was just curious, and I am pretty shocked at what they uncovered. Essentially, there was this effective ban, sort of an internal embargo of sorts, on my name. More shocking is the reason behind it, because why? What did I do? Have I changed my stances? Well, among other things, they claimed that I was a, I'm not kidding, quote-unquote, Christian nationalist. Yeah, Christian nationalist. What I can tell you also is that I got at least one name that was circulating this idea, and it is very much a person that is a part of what we term here the military industrial complex. So I think that's kind of a weird thing. I thought it was strange because, listen, I am obviously very proudly a Christian, but I don't think any person that watches this show would say that I wear my Christianity on my sleeve. Not that there would be anything wrong with it, but we're not exactly, you know, praying on the show. Maybe we should be, given everything that's happening in society. But I would definitely say that any listener of this show would not be like, oh, Candace Owens is a Christian nationalist. Although I'm not sure I have any problems with either of those terms. I definitely do consider myself to be a nationalist, and I am a Christian. But they're saying this in a much more dirty way. And I thought about it, and I said, where else have I heard that term before? Well, if you're paying attention, you guys, it is everywhere as of late. And I want you to pay very close attention to this because suddenly Christianity is being smeared and libeled and attacked, and they are trying to make it synonymous with white supremacy. Yeah, check this out. All of these articles were published back to back in February. This from PBS, the headline, what is Christian nationalism and why it raises concerns about threats to democracy. Here's Axios. Poll, most Americans cool to Christian nationalism as its influence grows. Oh, really? We're conducting polls and we're saying that Christian nationalism is influential? Another headline here, this is NPR. Christian nationalism's support is strongest in rural conservative states. Here's the New York Times. Four ways of looking at Christian nationalism. So again, just to be clear, all of these publications and these headlines came out within the last month. And you're probably going to believe this, but it's also getting the Hollywood spin. It must get the Hollywood treatment. Once the propaganda goes out, it's gotta, of course, now appear on our screen. Somebody has to go deep into it to examine the crisis. And the man for the job is apparently Rob Reiner. Yeah, he is directing a new documentary, and it's called God and Country, which puts Christian nationalism in America under the spotlight. And so he's doing a tour to promote this new documentary. And he visited, of course, Christiane Amanpour, because she's the number one state journalist over at CNN. And here's what he had to say. Take a listen.
Rob Reiner, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What inspired you to do God and Country about Christian nationalism as a documentary? Because obviously you're really, really, really well known for your fantastic films.
Well, you know, I've kind of known about this movement for quite a while. I mean, back in the late 70s, early 80s, Norman Lear launched an organization called People for the American Way, which focused on this idea that the Christian right was going to dictate what we should listen to, what we should not listen to. And it was very disturbing to him. And as time went by, I saw this movement grow, but I didn't realize how powerful it was and how well organized and well funded it was until I read this book called The Power Worshippers by Catherine Stewart. And I then realized that this has taken root far more deeply than I had ever thought.
Ooh, are you guys scared? Are you shooketh to your cores? You heard him? It's way deeper. I'm sure when you look around of the myriad of issues that are facing our country today, what you're really concerned about is that there might be some Christians that are also in love with their country. They're Christian nationalists. Yeah, I know. When you see the drug dealers, the illegals, the criminality, the gang violence, you're going, but it's the Christians that we should definitely be afraid of. So what is this actually? Well, I think it's a further attempt to divide and brainwash Christians, and that has been going on actually for decades. So I'd like to use my platform to encourage Christians to actually learn about your own history. Because if you're like me, you thought Christianity was something that to be embarrassed of growing up, and that is by design. They used to teach the Bible in classrooms all across the U.S. They used to pray in schools, and then lawsuits were filed, and that all went away beginning in the 1960s, and it has been intentional. It's been intentional to divide Christians, to make people like me feel embarrassed to have had extremely Christian grandparents who wanted us to pray around the dinner table, and they're doing that again. They want you to think that being a Christian now is synonymous with white supremacy. Who is behind it? Well, we know that anything that is demonic and backwards and satanic will, of course, be sponsored by Hollywood, which is, for the record, demonic and backwards and satanic. And that brings me to Justin Bieber, because something has been going on with him for years, actually. I never really quite paid attention to it. But with everything that we've recently learned about the blackmail ring, what we learned about with Diddy, people are starting to really wonder. So just to bring you up to speed, obviously, I love Justin Bieber. I think his music is amazing. Actually, I hope he goes on an Eras tour. But he was a child when he was brought into the industry. He was discovered on YouTube, super innocent, super young. What was he, maybe 11, 12 years old? So very much a potential victim in the industry of evil. We know that he was mentored by Usher. Usher appeared in his first video. And Usher, just in case you have not been paying attention, was also listed in the recent Diddy documents. Now, again, this is all being alleged, but that producer who filed the lawsuit against Diddy claims that Mr. Combs, Diddy, informed him that he had engaged in sexual intercourse with a rapper that was redacted and an R&B singer that was redacted. The mystery R&B singer is described as someone who performed at the Super Bowl and has had a successful Las Vegas residency. Well, that leads many people to conclude the person who just performed at the Super Bowl, of course, is Usher. And he also has or had a Las Vegas residency. Going back to Justin, though, what we know for a fact is that Justin was very innocent when he arrived on the scene, and then he suddenly went through a very intense period of partying. And on multiple occasions, Diddy was with him at the helm, and he didn't look good. In fact, they ended up canceling a tour. It was very clear that he was deep in the throes of something. I would suspect, again, I'm alleging here, that it was some sort of an addiction, and gratefully, he had his life saved, I think, when his then-manager, Scooter Braun, just canceled his tour outright. And then something happened that was a miracle. He met and married, well, I think he had met her previously, but he very quickly married his very Christian wife, Hailey Bieber, and his world completely changed. And genuinely, I am grateful for that because you don't tend to see that sort of a story in Hollywood. Now, when you see Justin Bieber, he's not that party boy that we saw. He tends to be attending church. But as I said, we know that Hollywood and the school system as well hates Christianity. And two church-going people in the industry simply cannot be allowed. A few days ago, a person named Victor Marks, who is allegedly Justin's pastor, took to the internet and made a very unusual request. So just so you know who Victor Marks is, factually speaking, according to his website, he is a former Marine who was sexually abused throughout his childhood. And because of that, he suffered from extreme PTSD. He then turned to drugs throughout his life. And then he found God and his entire life changed. Now he dedicates his life to helping other people through the means of finding God, people who have gone through that same experience as him and people who haven't gone through that experience but also are going through things that need God, right? Well, he shared this, Mr. Marks, on his Instagram. First, there was a clip. And it said, Christians, please, when you think of Justin and Haley, take a moment to offer a little prayer for them, to have wisdom, protection, and to draw close to the Lord. And then in the caption, he wrote this, I seldom like to post about certain folks in the limelight because of the negative comments that we get. Eileen and Haley's mom pray often together for Jay and H, of course, Justin and Haley, and our children as well. There are special challenges that folks in high visibility positions face, and also the enemy doesn't want them to draw closer to Jesus. So often, regardless of the material things or the accolades, they often face spiritual warfare that intensely seeks to shipwreck their faith, marriage, and life in general. So thank you. And then what followed that posting was that it was shared, the clip was shared by Hailey Bieber's father. So, of course, the internet has been going, what is going on? What is going on? And I think, by the way, that is all of us in the world wondering what is going on. It is so clearly some sort of a spiritual battle that is happening. And every time we get a glimpse of some truth, it seems that the forces unite and more evil happens. And I can't imagine what Justin Bieber knows as a young person that came up in the industry. And he's not the only one. The people that are in the industry that understand how terrifying it is. I can't imagine what sort of a pressure he is going through if his relationship with God has been strengthened over the years. Then I would imagine that the evil that he experienced and the evil that he saw is weighing heavier and heavier on his heart. And so what I would like to say as a quote-unquote Christian nationalist to any person that is going through this conflict is to understand that Christians will stand by you if and when you are ready to share the truth. We will be there. We will pray for you. And the entire world, even people that are not Christians, will thank you because we know that there is something very sinister that is going on. And we are all suddenly being aware that Christians are being considered an evil because we are perhaps the only people, once we become united, we actually unite in our faith, that could perhaps conquer a lot of the evil that we are going on. So yeah, there's a hit on me, and I would say very much a hit on Christians at large. Pay attention and pray. That's all I'm going to say about that. When we say something is free, it should mean precisely that. No strings attached, no hidden costs, and no fine print to decipher. When you switch to PureTalk today, you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. There is no four-line requirement and no activation fee, just a free Samsung that's built to last. with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and a mobile hotspot. PureTalk gives you phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. It's the same coverage you know and love, but for half the price of the other guys. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. Plus, with PureTalk, you know you're spending your hard-earned money with a company that aligns with your values. Let PureTalk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Go to puretalk.com/Owens to claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Owens to switch to my cell phone company. Okay, now it's time for some topics du jour. Before we get into that first topic, you know what I'm already going to say, so just do it. If you are watching, please subscribe to the channel. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that pesky Constitution again. Darn it. What are we going to do about that pesky Constitution? Every time they get around and wanting to impart some evil, and then it makes its way up to the Supreme Court, which the Supreme Court's duty is to interpret the Constitution. Well, it turns out that, yes, this is a land that is still ruled by that Constitution. No greater example of that than what's recently happened. So in case you haven't been following it, because there's just been so many court cases, the people that are telling us that there's no way that the election was rigged in 2020, despite radically changing the way that we vote because of COVID, are now just outwardly trying to rig the election. States that are saying we're just going to take Trump off the ballot. Utterly absurd. I mean, it's so absurd. It is crazy that this even had to be brought to the Supreme Court at all. But this is just a game that they're playing, right? While accusing the other guy, my January 6th, Trump tried to overthrow the democracy, And they're doing exactly that, trying to overthrow democracy in various states. And so obviously this went all the way up to the Supreme Court. It was a very important matter. Are we going to allow these states to do that? And the Supreme Court came back and said no in a 9-0 decision. They voted unanimously that the decision to remove Trump off of the Colorado ballot is unconstitutional, because of course it is. When you are running for president, you are running to hold federal office, right? That's federal office. So the states cannot therefore decide to remove you from the ballot. Now, for the state case, if he was running to be the state senator, some of the Supreme Court justices would have perhaps agreed with them. And here is what they wrote in their unanimous decision. A five-justice majority opinion was written to say that we conclude that states may disqualify persons holding or attempting to hold state office, but states have no power under the Constitution to enforce Section 3 with respect to federal offices, especially the presidency, the opinion states. Yep, that makes sense. Major win for America is what Trump wrote on social media. But I actually disagree. I think the fact that this even went all the way up to the Supreme Court is a major loss for America. We should never be here, right? No matter how I feel about somebody that is running for office on the Democrat side, no matter how vindictive or horrible or backwards or wrong I think that individual is, the American people should decide. We should not have states saying, I'm just going to simply remove them from the ballot so you don't even get to make that decision. But worry not, people, because CNN is responding, I suppose, to this decision, and they are still CNN. And that, ladies and gentlemen, warms my heart. Take a listen to what they had to say about this decision.
Unfortunately for America, the court isn't necessarily wrong that this is the way the framers wanted it to be. They wanted Congress, the people who are closest to their constituents, to be able to make the rules of the laws. That doesn't change the fact that because of gerrymandering in the House and all kinds of other issues, they're not doing their job on a lot of these big issues.
Yeah. I agree it's very unlikely, close to impossible that Congress will take action. But this is now a fair question that Manu Raju, Melanie Zanona should be asking members of Congress. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to pass legislation that would give us rules for how this works? It could only be in the future.
That woman really just said, unfortunately for America, the court isn't necessarily wrong. Unfortunately for America, they are right. This is what the framers intended. They intended to build a system in which you couldn't just radically overthrow the Constitution. And we are going to have to think about, that guy points out, how we're going to combat that in the future. Maybe Congress will help. Maybe we will radically transform the Constitution itself to include a clause that says, if we don't like Orange Man, because Orange Man is bad, then we can just not put him on the ballot. That's what he's hoping for. That's what CNN is outwardly hoping for. Again, these are the same individuals that will try to tell you that it is Trump that is overthrowing democracy. I can't think of a more clear example of attempting to thwart democracy than this. But again, while I am glad that he won, because he should have won, and that is what is right, and I am glad that the Supreme Court is still doing their job correctly, it does make me worry that we have even gotten to this space in America. All right, guys, moving on, and also talking about unfortunate things that are happening throughout America, I routinely talk about this obsession that people have with hanging on to their youth. Listen, I don't mind women, obviously women wanting to be beautiful, but I just want to make sure women and men, because men are also getting in on this trend as well, which is deeply upsetting because men do not need Botox. They age like fine wine. The wrinkles really work on guys. But I just want to make sure everyone is aware that you cannot hold on to your youth. Like, this is actually, it is implausible. Like, eventually you have to age, and then it starts getting scary because people are doing, you know, a couple of injections here and there, and maybe that looks okay. But then they get older, and your face is actually going to start heading downward, and that freakish, clownish look starts to happen as, like, gravity is being defied or attempted to be defied by a bunch of filler and Botox and tux, and it just starts to look really scary, and what ends up happening is that you end up aging yourself when you get too much done. And I don't know why anybody's women are doing this at all, because when you talk to men, men prefer a more natural look. I'm not saying tiny little tweaks here and there, but it's just, it's become, I think, in my opinion, too much. And I know people don't like to hear that, but it is the truth. So guess what happened? Obviously, everything happens on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, but I do report on TikTok all the time. Well, there is a young woman who I would say is like a Botox influencer. She, the nips, the tucks, getting everything done that everyone is doing. She likes to show the procedures that she gets. And she was stunned, and the internet was also stunned to learn her age. She was stunned by how old people thought she was. And so what happened is people assumed she was 45 getting all these procedures, around 45. And it turns out she's 22. Take a look at this young woman and listen to her. And just to tell you what it says here on the side of the TikTok that she is responding to, a user commented that they thought that she was pushing 45. Take a listen to what she has to say to that.
Respectfully, you look like you're pushing 45. Stop getting filler or Botox, whatever you have. It looks so bad. 45? I get like, okay, maybe like late 20s, 30s. 22, yeah, shocker. When I first started TikTok and started making filler videos, like come get filler with me or Botox, I used to get these hate comments all the time. There's just people on TikTok that absolutely hate cosmetic procedures and believe that you shouldn't get them. And again, I think it's a personal preference. Like if I want to get filler, I feel like no one should stop you from getting filler because it's your own face. But people always told me that I look older, and I get it. I look older. I might act older. A 45? And before, I used to cry over these comments and used to delete them and block the account. But now I'm just like, I just laugh at it because I know it's not true. But I do respect your opinion.
I'm looking sideways here because my director is looking and going, wow, he's very surprised that she is 22. And I hate to say this, but her name is Shauna Faith, by the way. She's from California, and there's definitely a culture of this, especially in New York and California. She does not factually look to be 22 years old. If I was making a guess by myself, and I am not saying this to be hurtful whatsoever, I would have put her in her mid-30s. And so I was very surprised to learn that she was 22. And I don't want to make fun of her because I think this is actually really sad. And I just want to make sure people recognize that you now have 22-year-olds, people that are at their effective prime in life. Like you ain't getting hotter than you are at 22, right? And they are feeling the need to engage in these sorts of procedures to make them, they think, look better, hold on to their youth. I don't know what would be the impetus for a 22-year-old to go to their doctor and say, give me Botox. I also don't understand why a doctor would do it, right? I don't understand why a doctor would look at a 22-year-old. I would be like, I'm not touching you because you're perfect, and you're not getting any better looking than this. There's nothing I can give you that's going to make you look younger than you are. right? And so I feel sad for her. And I feel sad that there aren't enough women that are proud, you know, to age naturally and to just look as they are, that we live in this culture that is, by the way, being peddled by women. So I hate when people, oh, this is a patriarchy. No, men don't like this, okay? Men will tell you over and over again that maybe they won't recognize if you do a little bit. But when you do a lot of it like that, obviously they recognize it and it makes you look older. So we have a cultural cancer with tons of actual cells of cancer in our society. But this, seeing young women like this that feel this need, genuinely just saddens me. So maybe theme of the show, say a prayer for Shauna Faith, emphasis on her last name Faith, and maybe she will find that she does not need to do these procedures because, of course, there's going to be someone that should love her for who she is, but it's got to start with her. She's got to love her for who she is first. Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. You need a consistent nighttime routine to function at your very best. So if you're struggling with sleep, you should check out Beam. It's not just your run-of-the-mill sleep aid. It's a concoction carefully crafted to help you rest without the grogginess that often accompanies other sleep remedies. Several people on my team use Beam's Dream Powder to sleep better through the night, and they show up very much ready to work. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of magnesium, L-theanine, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Now available in delicious flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter, and mint chip, better sleep has never tasted better. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. You just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk, stir or froth, and enjoy before bedtime. If you find yourself struggling to sleep, give it a try. Get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Candace and use code Candace at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Candace and use code Candace for up to 40% off. All right, guys, moving on. There is an issue, another issue on the internet, and people are very divided on who is right and who is wrong. I want to tell you this is a pretty serious issue because it has even divided us here at the Daily Wire. I think that it's coming to a divorce. The Daily Wire, we just want every commentator wants to go their separate ways, every commentator, because we cannot agree on this issue. So we're turning to you guys for help. So I'll show you the video. There is a woman just set it up at a bar restaurant, and she's holding a crying baby. And there is a woman who does not appear to be sober who is yelling at the woman who is holding the crying baby at the bar. Take a listen.
I mean, you're 22, get out.
I'm 27.
It's getting your baby out of a bar. You guys are idiots. Why would you do that? Why would you do this?
We're 14.
He's having fun. No, he's not having fun. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Hey,
you're
your
he won $9,000. Get your get out of the bar.
No.
Jamie, is that your name?
No, it's not.
Get your get out of the bar. You have a baby in a bar.
I'm filming you, and I'm actually going to call the police.
They're bothering you. You're bothering
them.
You're harassing them. They have children.
Are you proud? Yeah, in a bar.
In
a bar.
You're proud. Please.
I'm going to.
Okay, so there's a lot of information that we don't have here. It looks like it's a bar restaurant, just to be clear. This took place in Texas. Obviously, the baby is screaming, so I know the mother there says the baby's having fun. It doesn't sound like the baby's having fun to me as a mother with young children. Let's see what Matt Walsh said. So Matt Walsh on Twitter said, insane that so many comments are siding with the dumb, vulgar, drunk lady cussing out a young mother for disobeying a rule the drunk lady has simply made up on the spot. Okay, fair. It's not a rule that you can't bring a baby to a bar. He is absolutely correct about that. And he's also correct about the fact that this woman is vulgar and drunk. And it's vulgar. Why are you saying get your effing baby? I don't like saying effing baby at all. Even if you disagree with the fact that she's in a bar, which could be the circumstance, that is not the way to go about it. So I'm going to agree with him. He goes on and he says, they serve alcohol at almost any sit-down restaurant. The vast majority of sit-down restaurants have bars. Are we supposed to never bring our kids to any of them? And he adds on there, I had lunch with my kids at a sports bar a couple of weeks ago. They had kids' menus, lots of families there. Very normal thing out in reality. I've done it dozens and dozens of times. Again, very normal. Have people on this website ever been anywhere in the actual physical world? Well, you know what, Matt Walsh? I have been places in the actual physical world. Let me say that. And I am a radical when it comes to bringing children to restaurants. You guys know this. I talked about this on the show. I think your children should be a certain age before you bring them to restaurants. I view going to restaurants as a privilege, and people go out to restaurants typically when they're trying to enjoy themselves in some capacity. And when you have misbehaved children or screaming children, there's a lot of misbehaved children and a lot of screaming children. And I would imagine that Matt Walsh's kids are not misbehaving, right? But I do want to point to the fact that this woman in that video says, how old are you, 22? You know, get your baby out of the bar. Maybe what actually happened was, and yes, you are correct, that it's not a rule that you shouldn't have baby at a bar. But I just want to point out to you, Matt Walsh, that you are famous. You are famous for saying that just because you can doesn't mean you should. So I'm throwing that right back in your face, Matt Walsh. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Yes, you can bring a baby to a bar, but you probably shouldn't. And I'm going to say you definitely shouldn't, because if I'm so radical, I won't even bring a baby to a restaurant. You can imagine where I'm at bringing them to a bar. And it does look like this woman is standing. So I don't think that his example of sitting at a sports bar with his kids with menus applies here. Like, maybe she just got up to pay her bill. But I'm going to guess that there's more to the story that we're missing. And maybe this was just some 27-year-old woman that wanted to go to the bar and brought her baby with her, which I disagree with. I just don't think that you should do that, not because it would bother people, but because I don't think that that's an appropriate place for a baby, full stop, especially the baby crying. Baby's probably crying because there is way too much noise at a bar, and it's that baby, that cry is an infant cry. I know because I hear it. I've just been having children for 3 years, and I can recognize the age of that child just by listening, and that baby is about 5 months. So, Matt, hate to throw your own words in your face. I don't want this beef in the streets, but there's now beef in the streets. Just because you can does not mean you should, my friend. It's no secret that our healthcare system is a subject of considerable debate today. If you've watched the news, you know that U.S. pharmacies are not only running out of basic antibiotics, but the current wait time to see doctors can be up to 4 weeks. You can't imagine a more helpless feeling than someone in my family getting sick while a supply chain issue or doctor's wait list kept them from a life-saving medication that they might need. Thankfully, my family has a medical emergency kit from the wellness company. This kit can treat over 39 different medical issues with prescriptions like ivermectin, generic Z-Pak, and amoxicillin. The medical emergency kit gives you peace of mind in unforeseen medical emergencies and resource shortages. Every kit includes a medical emergency guidebook as an educational resource for safe use. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit from the wellness company today. Visit twc.health/Candace and enter promo code Candace for a 15% discount. The process only takes about 3 minutes online, and it could not be simpler. Your home medical emergency kit will ship right to your front door. Don't wait. Visit twc.health/Candace and enter promo code Candace for your discount. All right, guys, moving on and jumping into some of your comments regarding episodes past. These first set of comments, of course, are pertaining to the Diddy lawsuit. By the way, I do want to issue this correction because I always try to be precise. On yesterday's show, I said that allegedly he murdered someone. We don't know whether or not that person that he allegedly shot survived because, as we pointed out, the media didn't cover it accurately. They said there was a drive-by shooting. There was no follow-up. So I don't know if that individual survived or if that was just would have been an attempted murder, but I always want to be precise. And the papers, the actual lawsuit just stipulates that Diddy allegedly shot the individual multiple times. It looked like a lot of blood. It looked like that person was very much injured. But again, we don't know whether or not that individual survived the alleged attack. This person writes, this is actually terrifying because it all makes sense. Everything from the media to what's trending, calling men who wear dresses baby girls as if it's normal and cool, and men just being simply sensitive and feminine. The world needs to wake up. Yes, the world needs to wake up. I don't know how many times people can point to the fact that there is a pedophile ring. Probably most notoriously, many episodes ago, we covered the string of crypto people that were mysteriously dying. Obviously, crypto would represent a threat to banking institutions, and that could be why they were targeted. But one person in particular, hours before he was found dead in the ocean with his wallet in his pocket, tweeted that the Mossad and the CIA were running a pedophile ring, a pedophile blackmail ring, in the Virgin Islands, and that happens to be where Jeffrey Epstein's island is. And the Virgin Islands is also something that is mentioned as a place where Diddy hosts his parties, allegedly, according to the lawsuit. So it is time for the world to wake up. And yes, I am aware that even talking about it puts me at danger, as many of you guys have pointed out. But I just feel that this sinister, dark ring, it needs to be exposed. You know, our children have to grow up in this world. Moving on, Queen Yu writes, I am in the entertainment industry, was born into it, and it is very dark. I myself have been approached by Diddy's people and was given a stipulation and told it's what I have to do. It's a part of the business. He wasn't the only one. Cassie coming out freed this heavy energy. Maybe, just maybe, one day real music and entertainment will return. Yes, and it's putting together the pieces of what happened to real entertainment. What I point to all the time, I grew up listening to real music. Now it is just filth. We are being sold drugs through the process of making people sing music that is demonic. It is demonic. It is entering our souls, your ears, your eyes. Everything is entering your soul, whether you believe it or not. Gladys writes, I am glad that P. Diddy is getting exposed. The man has been scamming artists and terrorizing people for decades, but his money and power has always saved him. A pure example of the evil Hollywood industry. Yes, it's a gang. There's no question. It is and always has been a gang. And it seems to me that it is a government-sanctioned gang. Regarding COVID, which I touched on yesterday, and I do want to issue a correction because a lot of people were saying to me in the comments, okay, some people did get really sick. It's not just a cold. Yes, I had COVID three times, I think twice while I was pregnant, and it was like a flu. I should have said that. One time it was literally symptomless, which is why I was saying that for some people it was literally just a cold. And then the second wave, there were like three iterations of COVID. I think the third one that I got was very much like the flu, but again, I have no idea. We were treating it like it was something much deeper or darker or scarier. Patricia writes, I was a critical care nurse. I took micro in college, multiple infection control courses in acute care, my state's acute level infection control course to run an infectious disease department in a hospital. And after 9/11, I took my state's state police terror course with infectious disease part. Every word and every mandated action that came out with COVID went against every single protocol. I knew it had to be lies. Yes. So who were behind the lies? Who even is the CDC? Like, we did not elect you. Who are you guys? Who is making these decisions that can radically transform our entire society? Unelected bureaucrats. It's insane. Absolutely insane. We should not be listening to them in any capacity. Lastly, Julie Gray writes, we all remember the Tuskegee experiment. Let us never forget what our government can and will do. Yeah, they will can and will do what they have always done. They will poison you, they will make you sick, and then they will sell you the cure. That is the story. Once you appreciate the history of Big Pharma, there's no way to have any other reality other than that. You will not come out of it. If you are actually educated about the history of Big Pharma, you will realize that it is and always has been a scam that is meant to further injure us through the mechanism of fear. If you want more about that, then you got to check out my series, A Shot in the Dark, on the Daily Wire, because I saw some of you commenting, Candace, what do you mean polio wasn't real? I am telling you exactly what I am saying, that the government, that polio was, yes, of course, there a small portion of it, it was a real virus, but also the government mass poisoned people with DDT that they were spraying on children at the time, which has a paralytic effect. But again, you got to go to A Shot in the Dark on Daily Wire Plus if you want to learn more about that, because there's only so much I can say here before I will get banned. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time that we have for today, but we will see you tomorrow for a brand new episode.